Listen. I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Here's where Peter Greenberg has been.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla.
And I think we left out a few, didn't we, Peter?
I'm afraid you did.
Where in the world are you this morning?
Well, I just returned from Washington, D.C., where we were doing broadcasting from the inauguration.
How are things in the airports and on the planes these days? Everybody staying safe and healthy?
Well, if they're on the planes. My flight to Washington, you could have gone bowling on the plane. There was nobody there. The TSA, I had four different inspections before I even got on the plane. There's a massive show of force. Of course, the flight was from New York to Washington Reagan, a flight that normally is about 38 minutes in the air. We were in the air an hour and 40 because there are military jets over New York patrolling the skies. And, of course, military jets patrolling the skies over the nation's capital. And then I don't have to tell you about the show of force in Washington,
right,
which clogged and closed just about every artery into and out of the district. So it was a surreal, but thankfully safe event.
Thankfully. That brings to mind a story that I saw. I think it was USA Today. The headline was COVID-19 exposure on flights is more common than you think. The U.S. doesn't share details, but Canada does. What do you know about this, Peter?
I saw that story. I thoroughly researched it. I've not seen those numbers. I haven't seen those numbers on U.S. flights. I've talked to the airlines. I've talked to the CDC. We haven't seen it. There's been a very, very thorough MIT study, in addition to a Department of Defense study, that doesn't show any sort of numbers along the lines of what was suggested there. I happen to go on planes all the time, as you know now. I do it for my job, but I'm also wearing double masks. And I'm being situationally aware. And as you may know, President Biden just signed the mandatory mask mandate for all sorts of travel, airlines, buses, trains, and federal buildings. So it's not even an issue anymore as to whether somebody doesn't want to do it. They won't be able to get on if they don't wear the mask.
That's good. Somebody brought this up recently, and I had never heard about CLEAR being even better than TSA PreCheck. What is CLEAR? Do you have that?
I do. I love it. TSA PreCheck, there's nothing wrong with it, except sometimes the lines for a TSA PreCheck are longer than the regular lines. CLEAR bypasses that because you go to the front of the line. And they've now expanded the program. It's a biometric thing where they read your eyes, and you go right through, and you go to the top of the line. But they've expanded it beyond the airlines to major sporting events when they come back, to concert arenas. And it's a technology that has widespread application, and it works. Look, I don't really want to stand in any line, so if I can get into a line that moves quickly and still provides the security protocols that are needed, count me in.
Is it expensive?
Believe it or not, it can be expensive, but there are so many discounts offered through credit cards, through airline alliances, through your frequent flyer programs, that I've seen people get it for as little as like $70 a year. $70 a year, if your time is important to you, it's worth it.
I was reading about United, of course, Chicago-based, and they reported a $1.9 billion loss in the fourth quarter. How are airlines going to make up this deficit that they're all experiencing?
They're not going to make it up. That's income and that's revenue they'll never recoup. What's going to happen is they're all hoping for the beginning of the second quarter, for the intersection of widespread vaccine implementation and, of course, the pent-up demand for travel seasonality-wise. So the new stimulus package is allowing the airlines to continue to fly relatively empty planes and, in some cases, even flood the zone so that they're ready for what they believe will be a huge explosion in passenger numbers come April.
Hotels, of course, have also been losing a lot of money. And I just read an email from one of our listeners with, a great suggestion. Why not use hotels for vaccination centers? Don't you think that would make sense?
Well, believe it or not, the hotels are doing that on their own.
Oh, good.
They're doing that. They're also doing it as testing centers. Remember, as of this coming Tuesday, the 26th, no one can return to the United States, including Americans, unless you can show proof of a valid negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours of you getting on the plane to go home. So what you're seeing hotels do around the world is they're offering free COVID testing. And some hotels in Mexico and the Turks and Caicos and other resort destinations are saying, we'll not only give you the test for free, but if you test positive, we'll put you up here for 14 days at our cost. Your trip is free. That's a nice destination assurance that speaks to what people are not talking about, but what they're thinking about, which is, I don't want to go anywhere and then get stuck and can't go home.
Right. Absolutely. Peter Greenberg, he's the travel guy. And Peter, that show you do is really fun to listen to and so informative. It's on WGN Radio Saturday afternoon between 1 and 4 o'clock. We'll be listening tomorrow. Thanks for your time today, as always.
Anytime. Talk to you soon.
Take care, Peter. Happy travels.